Guelph Today received the following letter to the editor from reader, Mike Darman, the chair of the Guelph Coalition for Active Transportation Advocacy Committee, in regards to a column by Adam A. Donaldson, Guelph is not Copenhagen, and deep down no one wants it to be. Dear Adam, thank you for attending our Guelph Coalition for Active Transportation AGM, which featured our keynote speakers Mayor Cam Guthrie and our City Manager of Transportation Planning, Jennifer Just, speaking on lessons learned from their recent trip to Copenhagen. And thanks for your comment in your recent column regarding our delegations for supporting bike lanes on the Windham Street, downtown renewal project. It set a fire in me and it's not the only time I've found GCAT inspiring lately. We are also huge supporters of transit, and applaud your many columns and passionate recent delegations to improve it, along with our friends at Transit Action Alliance Guelph, TAG. Regarding your comments on the Metrolinks, Berlin Wall, where were all our super enthusiastic active transportation advocates and their beloved mayor when this wall went up? I can add that most of our advocacy on issues like these are never seen by the public or the media. We have written numerous letters to city staff, Metrolinks and GCAT supporters on the potential closure of streets crossing the GO line. We also asked city staff to include Margaret Green Park in the city study of these five crossings. Underpasses for the GO track fenced off locations at both Margaret Green Park and near Cityview Drive are top priorities for GCAT to reconnect active transportation links in equity-deserving neighborhoods divided by Metrolinks fencing. As you well understand, small wins for active transportation or transit are tough battles, and when council wisely, and unanimously, supported the staff recommendation for the flexible bike lane option at the council meeting, we were overjoyed. The flexible option for bike lanes was a compromise for GCAT, but we wanted to support our downtown businesses with an option that allows for large patios and the return of parallel parking when the patio season ends. You will also appreciate the number of volunteer hours spent by our organization members on this one project alone, which included reading staff reports, preparing delegations and organizing other delegates. Huge thanks to those members who delegated and wrote letters to council. We invited our keynote speakers to our AGM to see and hear what one of the best cities in the world does to make it a truly livable city for all its citizens, including drivers. Our hope is that their presentation inspires our citizens, city staff and council to take some of best land use planning ideas and make our city a more sustainable place to live, work and play in as we increase our population. Guelph is not exactly like Copenhagen, and that is not the point. It was not that long ago that Copenhagen suffered from its city core being clogged with cars. It decided to change its land use policies for the health of its citizens. They are reaping the benefits, and so can we. Thanks. Mike Darman, Chair of GCAT Advocacy Committee.